Hey, Print Hustlers, Bruce from Printavo, Simple Shop Management Software. We are really excited to have Andy Redman from ShirtKong with us today, who is going to be one of our guest speakers for Print Hustlers Conf, which is July 23rd and 24th. Super excited to be able to have you, Andy. Thanks so much for being able to join us for a little bit.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me. I was really excited about being in person at the event and the energy that is there. I know from last time being there last year, it was so cool, you know, during the breaks and stuff, being able to talk to people and then the after party and stuff like that. But this also sounds good and, with a few changes, and I'm excited to see where this goes. So kind of had this idea of a shop tour. So like a live shop tour. So hope it goes well. We'll see.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really exciting. We're going to have to work through the technical details and make sure that it's super smooth. But people love going through. When we started posting some of these shop tours, unfortunately, I haven't been able to make it to yours just yet, but this is really exciting. What do you feel?
You down like I don't know how many times.
I know. Show. It's still on my list. There's a couple of with you guys in Texas and Oklahoma that I'm like, okay, I'm excited. What do you feel like is one of the big changes? So as you have been building out your shop and since you got started till today, what do you feel like are some of the significant changes that happened that really pointed ShirtKong to one direction?
Like when we first opened, we didn't have customers. And so we thought, okay, how are we going to get customers? And in 2009, the phone book still existed. Like you actually received a phone book and people actually called on us and said, hey, you want to put an ad in here? And we used to. And so that was how we were discovered. We were discovered by either our exposure, by driving by our shop and seeing our sign, or, hey, I need some screen printing or I need some t-shirts. And people would look it up in the phone book and they'd call us. And so all of a sudden, though, like almost within a year, that changed to over to Google. And so it shifted from, hey, we need to spend money on this ad in a phone book, over to we need to be discovered on Google. And how do we go about doing that? And so we set about trying to educate ourselves on SEO, this new thing, SEO.
Right, it's brand new. It's all about this service called Google, which I definitely remember too popping up. And I think it was Ask Jeeves was one of the ones that I used before that.
We used to pay $500 a year for this company to list us in the top 50 searches correctly, that is. Sometimes a place will say, hey, this is ShirtKong, and they'll have your address wrong or your phone number wrong or whatever. And so we went about and said, hey, pay this service to go through and monitor that for us. That was one of the things we did anyway. We wanted to be in that first, they used to call them seven packs of, if I'm looking for one of these keywords, you know, and how do you show up? We tried to figure that out.
Are there things that you do now on the marketing end that you wish you had started earlier?
No, I think we've probably gotten lazy with the SEO. We should, we probably need to revisit it really. I mean, every once in a while I'll Google our shop from some of the location, you know, not from here, and I'll say, do we even pop up still? I think that was early on goal, was because we didn't have the business. And so it's like, how do we go find it? Now we've grown kind of word of mouth and referrals and SEO and all of this, and you have these customers and it just kind of snowballs. Prior to this pandemic, we didn't even have time to really do much marketing. Our marketing was solely in our social media, just telling our story, not really paying attention to SEO or AdWords or anything like that. It was just like, hey, we're going to tell our day-to-day, kind of day in the life at ShirtKong story. And that's all we focused on.
Do you feel like that still helps drive sales? Because you do have a very real Instagram. If you guys don't follow him at ShirtKong on Instagram, you definitely should. Because Andy, you really post a lot of kind of behind the scenes and the different trials and ups and downs and things that you're going through, which I think people really connect with.
I didn't do that at first. I mean, we were just posting pictures of the shop and maybe didn't even caption a whole lot. But I don't know, all of a sudden I started sharing our shop's experience and what that was like, because I thought that was, you know, that was real. And that would, if anybody was looking through Instagram and they would discover us and they would say, hey, wait, this is a real shop, and they could identify with that. And so, and it worked. Obviously, we're contacted every day. Whether it's message through Instagram or they hit our website once they're in our profile and they find us.
That's awesome. Long-term content. I mean, but you've been doing it for a while though, right?
We started making videos. We had a small team that just messed around and and had fun with it. And then I learned how to edit in Final Cut, and it was something that I really fell in love with. And so I would, on my iPhone, basically just get clips around the shop during the day and then go home and throw it in Final Cut and try and tell a story.
That's awesome. So, I'm really excited for the shop tour, because especially you've been expanding quite a bit. I remember a couple months ago you guys were moving. How's that whole transition been?
Yeah, we expanded at the perfect time, right? It's coming back. It feels like there's certainly hope here in Missouri. We're in our county, we're fully reopened. So it's really great to have that space. We have a press ready there, our third press, which is a huge deal for us, because before we were trying to figure out how to fit all our work on these two autos in a manual, and it was a challenge. But I think it was good that we didn't have enough production equipment anyway at that point, because it taught us how to be really efficient. So now here we have this other press, which opens up all kinds of opportunities. So we're definitely ready for what the fall will bring. Hopefully brings a lot of shirt orders.
That's awesome. So I mean, is that something that you'd recommend, in that, you know, keeping your presses down to really force you to be efficient before investing in it?
I don't know, recommend, maybe. I mean, at that time, we didn't have a choice. At that point, we were at 7,500 square feet, and mm-hmm. in our building, there was this dance studio that was our next door neighbor, and they were there. So we couldn't expand. I mean, we were 7,500, that was it. So there's no room for a press, in other words. They left, they didn't renew their lease, and that space came available, and we took it. Now we have a whole building here, 12,000 feet, and with even a little more room to grow.
With everything that has been going on, how are you thinking about your shop now? Like, has everything, all the coronavirus stuff, changed your leadership mentality or how you think about the business or and where you want to point it?
It's definitely changed how I think about life. And that includes this place. And so your priorities and what's important, I think it's definitely shifted that. Where we want to go, I don't know. There's so much unknown. We have a kind of a plan put together, but you know, with things changing every week, we kind of have to be able to be flexible and change with that. And so we're definitely ready. And we're printing some masks, which who knew, you know, that was going to be a thing, but we'll see how long that goes. And it's a really interesting time. For sure.
You talked about the personal aspect, actually. I mean, can you tell me a little bit more about that, or, you know, how you balance that with everything happening with the shop?
I spend so much time here at the shop, and I love this place, and that's okay. You know, it's gotten us to where we are now. But earlier this year, I had two vacations. One, well, they turned into vacations. One was when we went to ISS. Mm-hmm. And then we drove out to the desert for a little while. And the second was, is we went to ThreadX, and you were there, and we hung out a little bit.
Yeah.
But after ThreadX, we went up to Sedona, and I don't know if you've ever been there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful place, and it's calming there for sure. And I think it's known for that, actually. And having that time off and that time away from the shop, and then add in some time off and time away with this whole quarantine thing, really put it into perspective on what's important. And again, anyway, it reminded me, you know, what was important. And the shop's really important, for sure, no doubt, but family and friends is where it's at. And so, yeah, I said, hey, I probably need to spend a little more time away from here. And so that's another goal for as soon as we're out of this mess.
Yeah, 100%. Cheers to more future vacations and just time off and with family. That's awesome. Andy, thanks for spending some time with us. We're really excited to be able to have you on and be able to go through your live shop tour and just your story of Shirt Kong that you're going to present. So if you want to join in, guys, you'll be able to join us live. We're July 23rd and 24th. We'll drop in a link below for you guys to be able to register. Really excited for this year's Parnassus Conf, because we're just going to try something different and use it as a really great opportunity. So that's Andy from Shirt Kong. We'll see you guys there.